Hello, we're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
and JP.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed.
What are you singing this time?
I don't know. I want to change it up
trying
a little bit.
Trying something new?
Trying something new.
The Cryptic Code musical, come to a theater near you.
There Harmon, we go.
Sing this whole thing.
Do it.
What I have for you all today. Sorry, that was a war cry to the ears. Now, moving on to the next episode of season two. I'm going to point out it's season two in every episode because holy shit, we have season two.
I didn't.
What was that?
I didn't intend to actually hit that.
Oh my god!
I was meant to do it like softly, but then my hand slipped and I actually did hit it. So
sounds like you're abusing a robot. Anyway, so what I have for you all today is something a bit different.
Oh god!
Typically, in cryptid sightings, you have only one witness, or at most a handful. In this instance, however, the cryptid in question has been seen by thousands of people.
What the fuck?
Yet despite the legions of witnesses, the case still remains unsolved. Bring us to the age-old question. Is seeing believing? For the approval of the Midnight Society, I present the mysterious phenomenon of the Phoenix Lights.
Wait, who's the Midnight Society?
It's like some stupid show from Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
Called Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's a great show. That was a joke. Don't get hurt, Nick kids. Now, this is going to be our first UFO on the podcast, as well as truly one of the most iconic UFO cases in the history of flying saucers. I know I was a little hesitant to break out the A word last season, but you know what? New season, new me. Let's just dive right in.
Say it like it's a swear word.
I know, the A word.
You better not call me an alien.
Taking place on March 13th, 1997, the Phoenix Lights refers to a single, or maybe not, dun-dun-dun, incident where several strange lights appeared over Phoenix, Arizona, and hovered over the city for hours before disappearing.
That's interesting. I've heard of the Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, I've heard of the Phoenix Lights.
I don't know why.
It's one of the things that everybody knows about.
I probably stumbled upon a YouTube video about it like forever ago and just never like looked back.
I'm just going to throw a wild guess. BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Oh my god, did they talk about the Phoenix Lights?
Yeah.
Aw, I love Ryan and Shane.
Ryan and Shane, hit us up.
Oh god, that would be a dream come true.
I just want to meet them in person.
The first report of the Phoenix Lights occurred around 7:55 p.m. Mountain Time. An anonymous man in Henderson, Nevada, called in to report six lights floating across the sky.
Okay, hold on. What time?
Mountain Time.
Yeah, well, Mountain
it's
Time.
It's like the center of the U.S.
Yeah, well, like the Rocky Mountains.
I have never heard of that.
It's 3 hours left, I think.
I have never heard Mountain Time before.
Yeah, because not many people live in that area.
I don't know, dude.
That is definitely new to me.
Yeah.
It's not the time zone code. I don't know.
Right, ha friends. Ha ha. Knee slapper.
Listen, they're not all going to be hodags, okay?
Not everything can be that beautiful. Or romantic.
Now, Jesus. He saw six floating lights going across the sky. They were coming from the northwest and headed southwest in a V formation, kind of looking like a boomerang.
Okay, then, yeah, I've totally seen, photos of this.
V-formation like they're moving like a boomerang, or V-formation like a flock of birds?
Like a flock of birds.
Okay.
I said this picture of these lights just, like, spinning.
And some poor alien's just like, stop it!
Please, I'm getting car sick!
It just stops and he just goes, bah!
I said car sick, but motion sickness, rocket sick.
Now,
UFO sick.
The witness thought the lights were lying a large boomerang-shaped craft that moved with a startling silence. He described it as, quote, the size of a Boeing 747, end quote. And he said that he only heard the sound of rushing air, so it was surprisingly quiet for something that big.
How close to the ground was it?
He doesn't know. Altitudes are going to vary drastically between witnesses.
But I will say, too, like, depending on how high up, you might not hear anything at all anyways.
Then that means it's massive, then.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know, because you, like, you can hear a plane from pretty far away.
And, like, C5s and stuff, those are pretty freaking loud, but...
Now, the second report occurred at 8:15 p.m., so roughly, like, 20 minutes later, at Pauldine, a small town roughly 60 miles north of Phoenix. Five orange lights were spotted by former police officer Dennis Monroe. He described the first four lights as flying within a V formation, but the fifth light was trailing behind. Sightings occurred all over the Prescott Valley. The lights headed south as reports were coming in all around, hitting around 8:17 p.m. A man named John Kaiser reported that the lights were red, save for one leading the triangle at the front, which was white. This report was repeated by one Devin Lorenz, along with his aunt Jamie. On the other hand, some witnesses said the lights changed colors at various times. So you notice some say they're red, some say they're white, some say they just changed.
I guess it also probably was dependent upon how long they were, like, overhead and how long people, like, looked at them. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I know that, like, I've seen, like, the space station fly across the sky.
Yeah,
and, like, it's pretty cool to watch, but... It moves really fast, and I swear I've seen the lights change, but, I mean, that's no guarantee. Because, like, sometimes, like, your eyes just play tricks on you. Or so
sometimes you can see, like, satellites dropping, too.
Yeah, and, like, planes in the sky that are super high in the air, like, you see lights and stuff. So, I mean, there's probably a bunch of different, like, discrepancies there just because, like, again, you're looking into the pitch black sky.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to really differentiate between colors when you're looking in there.
Yeah, but them bitches is moving.
Yeah.
Now, most of the witnesses agreed that there is a singular, massive craft because the triangle shape was actually blotting out the stars behind it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so when it moved, it would cover the stars, meaning that something was physically there. The following call was placed to the National UFO Reporting Center saying, quote, "We observed five yellow-white lights in a V formation moving slowly slowly from the northwest across the sky to the northeast, then turn around almost due south and continue until out of sight. The point of the V was in the direction of the movement. The first three lights were in a fairly tight V, while two of the lights were further back along the lines of the V's legs. During the northwest to northeast transit, one of the trailing lights moved up and joined the three and dropped back to a trailing position. I estimate the three light V to cover about 0.5 degrees of the sky and the whole group of five lights to cover about 1 degree of the sky." I don't know what degrees of the sky means,
so,
but I assume that's big.
So
I think it's like a degree of like longitude and latitude.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
So who made that report?
They don't say. It was just an anonymous man who called into the UFO reporting center.
I will say is like surprisingly detailed for an anonymous call.
But this was like an event over hours, so he had time to look at it.
It's
a degree.
And I'm not saying like I'm doubting the anonymous call. It's more so like the way it's explained. It sounds very militaristic.
Could be like a pilot. Arizona has a massive airport.
That's Phoenix. Okay. It's just the way it was explained. Like, I feel like a normal, like, just an everyday average person's not going to, like, explain it like that. So I just found that to be very, like, specific. So
this
I was
guy's
just
the
curious.
Alien.
that's why it's
he
militaristic.
He told them so they couldn't guess he was the alien.
He's calling from the ship.
He's like, by the way.
Or going 1 degree north. Don't send any planes that way. Okay.
Like, no hurry, fucking problem.
Them. And it's like... They left him behind. This is payback. Now, signs were coming in from a multitude of places. Kingman, Tucson, Tempe, Glendale, Wickenburg, Chino Valley, and Dewey, Arizona were all reporting seeing this. So it was massive enough that people could see it from all over.
That's pretty crazy.
From Dewey, Arizona, we have a report from a group of young people driving along Highway 69. Nice. When they spotted the lights. They report what they saw to Luke Air Force Base, who told them that they were already aware of the lights due to the numerous reports already coming in. It's actually said that the National UFO Center, the local police department, and Luke Air Force Base actually had so many calls that their lines were jammed.
Holy shit!
Goddamn.
Yeah, that many people were calling in.
Now, but I think it's like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just...
Yeah, you continue. Interesting.
I don't believe your apology.
Go ahead.
I just find it interesting that, like, everybody called in. Like, I feel like my first thought would be, huh, I'm hallucinating.
I should go outside and ignore what I just saw.
Literally, I feel like that would be kind of, like, my thought process. And even if I did think, oh, I should call somebody, who the fuck am I going to call?
You ever see Ghostbusters?
You ever see something weird and you're like, it didn't happen. I need to ignore it.
Literally!
I guess it's hard to ignore when your neighbors are like, do you see that too, right?
Well, okay, that part I get. Like, if you are talking to numerous people and they're all like, yeah, I see it too.
I don't know, my neighbor was like, you see it too? I'd be like, no. Man, I agree.
But, like, kind of creepy part is, this is just the people who decided to call in. Because you're right, most people would probably ignore it. Which shows that, like, hundreds of reports came in, but probably thousands of people saw it.
That actually, like, actually really fucking crazy.
Now, the reason I point out that the Air Force Base had this statement is because it's going to contradict a later statement the same Air Force Base will make.
Oh.
Saying that they received no calls about lights and that there's nothing in the sky that night.
Why would they contradict themselves?
Because they didn't have a cover story ready, most likely. We'll get to the cover story.
Oh.
Or explanation. Sorry, that was very mocking.
yeah, fuck you, Armin.
I don't buy the explanation here. But regardless, at 8:20 p.m., Max and Shala Sarashin saw the object and speculated that it was about 10,000 feet long, which is nearly 2 miles.
Oh my god.
Quote, it was a solid mass of metal, but we saw no structure. It blocked the stars out. My wife saw some humanoid shapes at some of the windows. The movie Independence Day went through my mind. It was very spooky. This gigantic ship blocking out the stars and silently creeping across the sky. Without a doubt, we believe it is extraterrestrial from another world. End quote. It's also worth knowing that multiple witnesses say this craft made no noise as it hovered across the land.
But it was low enough to the ground where an individual was able to see that there were humanoid figures in the windows.
Yeah. Even as the lights were flowing over Prescott Valley, the lights were visible all the way in Phoenix. The first resident of the city to report lights was one Tim Lee, who sighted the object along with his wife, son, and grandchild. They spot the 5 lights while a whopping 65 miles away. Yeah.
Damn.
They guess the wingspan to be roughly 1,500 feet. So, like I said, you're going to get all kinds of different things.
I mean, it's just people making guesses.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell the exact distance, the elevation, and these people aren't, you know...
Well, like I said, experts. It's the average person isn't going to have the kind of, like, know-how to explain it in a way like that one report did. That's why that one report was so interesting to me, at least, because it was just very precise.
Yeah, it's going to get crazier. Now, they observed the lights for 10 minutes as the lights got closer and eventually passed over them. Hovering at an altitude, they estimate to only be 100 feet.
Okay, that's a little...
Yeah.
100 feet isn't that far.
Yeah, but then that still means it's massive, or... I don't know, that just makes it weird to me.
I mean, that's like a 13th of a mile?
I have no idea.
Not very far up, and, like, I feel like planes would be way above that.
Yeah.
Now, it was headed in the direction of the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
It needed to refuel.
A USA Today article quoted the witnesses as I said, quote, they weren't bulbs. They looked like gas. There was a distortion on the surface. Also, the light didn't spill out or shine. I've never seen a light like that, end quote.
Interesting.
Now, like I said, the police department in Phoenix actually received so many calls that their phones just stopped working, along with the National UFO Reporting Center. Among the number of reports, there are differences in descriptions. The explanation for that, besides simply different perceptions, is that there may have actually been 2 sets of lights in the sky that night.
Huh. Oh my gosh.
The first set of lights appeared at 7:55 p.m., reached Phoenix at 8:30 p.m., and passed over Tucson at 8:45 before disappearing. At 10 p.m., another V-shaped craft consisting of 9 lights instead of 5 appeared from roughly the same area. Could have been the same craft with just more lights. The second set of lights was more widely seen, because the news of the first one was starting to circle around, so people were looking for it. And
okay.
And it disappeared over the Estrella Mountains.
So where, like, I don't know my geography, amazingly. The mountains in reference to, like, some of the areas that people were viewing it from, like, how tall were they?
I think they're, like, rocky size.
Okay.
Pretty big.
Okay.
Now,
definitely
100 feet. Yeah.
It crashes. You just see it explode.
Just cleaves through it.
Hey, you know, I feel like that would have been like the perfect thing.
Some
alien got too loaded up on $2 margaritas at Applebee's and just got messed up.
Took a flight and just.
Damn, there's $2 margaritas at Applebee's.
I think there are. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Now, one of the most interesting reports is going to come from Bill Grinner. Now, Bill was a truck driver traveling just north of Phoenix, roughly a mile from Luke Air Force Base. According to his report, he saw two orbs, and he described them as orange outlines around white, while the center itself was red.
Hmm.
One of those lights appeared over the Air Force Base when three F-16 jets were sent out to pursue it. So they chased it around for a while, before the light escaped by suddenly just shooting straight up into the air and disappeared. He is quoted as saying, quote, "It was crazy. I know those pilots saw it too. Hell, I'll take a lie detector test on national TV if that guy from the base does the same thing." Now, this detail would later be supported by an anonymous man who called into the National UFO Reporting Center claiming to be an Air Force officer stationed at Luke Air Force Base. He said that the base did send out two jets to photograph the strange craft. The object was supposedly flying an altitude of 18,000 feet, according to the witness. 2 days later, he called again to report that he was being abruptly reassigned to Greenland and was never heard from again and never identified.
Aww.
No. Boy, Dad.
But, I was about to say, in reference to the military, like, it is well known. You do not insult, you do not accuse, you do not share information. Because they will do, no offense, military, don't shoot me. They can really do terrible things to you.
Yeah, except in Greenland.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's been some horror stories that I understand, so.
If you break the law while in the military, they can give you way harsher punishments, like hard labor.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure if you're in the military and you commit treason, it is like they can kill you via hanging.
Yeah.
Which is hardcore. Now, we do have another quote from Bill. He said, quote, "I wish the government would just admit it. You know what it's like in the city right now? It's like having 50,000 people in a stadium watch a football game and then having someone tell us we weren't there." End quote.
That's an interesting way to explain that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, a pilot did call into the local air tower asking if they could see the strange lights that he was seeing from his plane. Now, the radar tower tried to track the craft's movement on radar, but it wouldn't show up on their screens. It was completely immune to radar, even though they could see the thing outside their windows. I mentioned a pilot saw it and called it into the Sky Harbor Tower. And this is where it gets a little crazy.
Oh.
Would you all like to guess who that pilot was?
What year is this?
1997.
I sincerely doubt I know. So.
I don't know.
Kurt fucking Russell.
What?
The actor from The Thing or The Hateful Eight or Escape from New York.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy. He just admitted this in 2017 that he was the pilot who called it into Sky Harbor. He talked about it on the Jimmy Kimmel Show that he has a private plane and an aviator license. So he can fly his own plane. And he was taking his son to Phoenix because he wanted to, like, visit a friend. And he saw the lights, called it in, and said, like, "Hey, do you guys pick this up?" And they said they couldn't see anything. And he's like, "Okay, well, I see an object. I want to have it declared unidentified." And then he landed, never thought about it again until he saw a documentary about the Phoenix lights. And he's like, "That looks familiar." He checked his log from that day, his logbook, and he wrote that he did declare an object unidentified. So, this used-to-be anonymous pilot is actually one of America's best actors.
That's wild.
That I was not expecting it to go that direction.
It is crazy. Now, with how long this craft was over the city, you might imagine people would take video of it, right?
I don't think so.
I would hope so.
They did.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. The way you led that, I was starting to question it.
I wanted to subvert expectations.
It all disappeared.
No, I'm about to show it to you.
Yay!
Now, the following footage was analyzed by Michael Tanner and Jim DeLatesso. Special effects designers for Village Labs. They compared the Phoenix lights to normal lights in the sky and concluded that the Phoenix lights were different. In the USA Today article, they described the lights as, quote, a perfectly uniform light with no variation from one edge to the other and no glow. They have ruled out lasers and flares, holograms, and aircraft lights as sources. So we got special effects designers saying, this isn't normal stuff. It's not a plane, it's not a flare, it's not a hologram, it's nothing like that. So they couldn't identify what these lights are in this footage that I'm about to show you. I'll link to it on the Twitter. People can see it themselves. But yeah.
It's wild. Just moving along.
Thoughts?
That's weird.
That is weird. And wow. I don't know what to say.
But the lights did eventually disappear over the mountains, like I said, which brings us to the aftermath. The main voice calling for investigation was that of Phoenix Councilwoman Frances Barwood, who was the first to officially acknowledge the incident on May 6th. She asked City Manager Frank Fairbanks what was being done to investigate the issue. The mayor's spokesperson, Scott Phillips, answered, quote, we have no Air Force. It's way beyond our resources to chase lights in the sky. We pick up trash. Call the governor. End quote. So, just
goddamn
passing that buck.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Intergalactic warfare is kind of beyond city council matters, I would say. Upon remarking on the incident, Barwood's office was flooded with 37 calls on the first day, with many more coming in the following days. People were calling in to report their sightings to the only official they thought wouldn't mock them. So a lot of those people who didn't call into the police, who didn't call into the Air Force, were going to her because they felt like it was safe.
That's interesting.
Now, apparently, Governor did get news of this. Governor Fife Symington did not take the incident seriously and even made fun of the inquiry by hosting a press conference, saying that he had apprehended the accused and would bring them out for questioning before the public. He then had an aide dress in alien costume come onto the stage as a joke.
All right, that's pretty fucking funny.
That is,
that is fucking...
That's pretty fucking rude.
The rude.
Yeah, like, literally. Like, because, again, like, a bunch of people were relatively freaked out.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but also I kind of respect that guy for doing that.
Now, far be it from me to say that a politician is, God forbid, dishonest.
I don't like where this is going. I trust every politician that I hear.
But I do want to say, Governor Fife Symington, that very year, was pardoned for bank fraud by President Clinton.
No.
So.
He would never.
Just putting that reputation out there. Also, maybe that was his reward for keeping quiet. You downplay this, I'll not send you to prison for bank fraud.
I have a question. Was he still governor after that? Like, after he fucking committed bank fraud?
Yep.
Wow.
And made fun of everyone who witnessed.
But I think he did resign later.
Good.
Now,
always trust your politicians.
No.
Even when they contradict each other.
Never.
10 years later, on the anniversary of the sightings, he did, however, completely 180. And said that not only did he believe the Phoenix lights were real, he personally saw them.
What a fucking ignorant piece of poop.
Quote, I'm a pilot. I know just about every machine that flies. It was bigger than anything that I've ever seen. It remains a great mystery. Other people saw it. Responsible people. I don't know why people would ridicule it.
Says the man who brought an alien on stage to make fun of people.
Proof that he was actually a pilot?
I don't know, man.
Okay. I didn't know if this motherfucker's lied about that. I'm a pilot!
I can look him up.
What's his name?
Fife Symington.
Fife Symington.
Fife Cinnamon? Is that what you said? Fife Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. He stopped being governor that year.
Ooh.
1997. He did serve in the United States Air Force and was stationed at Luke Air Force Base. Dun dun dun.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Just find out new facts.
Yeah.
I want to just have it on record that in my notes, right after the, I don't know why people would ridicule it, I have on its own separate line, just bruh. Now, the Air Force did eventually put out an explanation 4 months later, saying that the lights that were seen were simply flares. This explanation is given by one Captain Elaine Benz, who launched her own internal investigation. She said that she did this investigation simply so people would stop calling about it. And said that the...
Wow, very reputable.
Literally.
The flares were part of an exercise by the Maryland Air National Guard.
So why would the Maryland Air National Guard be shooting flares over everywhere?
Sometimes, you know, you got...
So far away.
You got too many, you gotta get rid of them.
But it was like a... Like, that's a decent distance away.
For like 2 hours.
Maybe it's because... Phoenix, desert, you don't have to worry about wildfires, maybe?
I mean, maybe, but at the same time, like, you know, if you're gonna lie, lie better.
And that,
it's not hard.
Now, you might say, okay, it might not be a great explanation, but even then, it only covers one set
of the lights.
They had to do a second round.
Yes. That is the exact explanation. That a second round of unrelated... 5 A-10s were going from Vegas to Tucson as part of night flight training in something called Operation Snowbird, and also dropped their own flares.
So why didn't they release this explanation when all these people were calling?
Why would you call it Operation Snowbird in the desert?
I don't know, man.
There's many things about this that doesn't make any sense.
Now, supposedly the Maryland Guard flew A-10s out of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base and flew a longer range southwest of Phoenix and dropped the flares as they returned to Tucson. However, people point out that this doesn't line up with the trajectory of the Phoenix lights, which came from the north.
It's a total wrong direction.
See, this is why you don't trust the military.
If this is the man in black, this isn't their best work.
Literally, that's what I'm saying.
Now, Luke Air Force Base also confirmed that they did send out 2 F-16s, but this was just part of routine night training.
I love that they just lie.
Or maybe it is the truth and they're just bad.
It could possibly be.
I genuinely don't believe this because I don't believe their story because you're literally saying things that automatically, like, discount it.
Yeah, like, the explanation almost discounts itself.
Yeah, literally. That doesn't make
it. It had to be the Hodag.
It's actually 9 Hodags flying in formation. Now, it might seem like the Air Force has this all tied up in a neat little bow. Not really. But what if I told you, I found a document that might blow this case wide open.
I'm ready.
It's weird because I haven't heard this mentioned in any other documentary or podcast or anything covering the Phoenix Lights. But I found this report investigating the Phoenix Lights sourced from MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, which is dedicated to investigating UFOs. This is written by one of their field investigators who was there when the lights were happening. I'm just going to read it word for word.
Put that knowledge in my
brain. Do it.
This is by William F. Hamilton, field investigator from MUFON. March 13th started like any other day. I had an incoming message in my email box. The message was from Joe Trainer in the UK. He had been receiving messages from a man named Steve, who lives in, Ahwatukee?
Just do your best.
It's okay.
I am so sorry, everyone. Just south of Phoenix and behind South Mountain. Steve reported that starting on March 10th, he and his family had noticed and were videotaping strange orange lights over the Gila River Indian Reservation. His words, not mine. After I made contact with Steve and obtained directions to his house, I met with Tom King, according to a prior arrangement, and asked him to join me that night. When we arrived at Steve's house, that night we saw a dozen of Steve's neighbors traipsing in and out of the house. Steve met us cordially at the door and introduced us to his wife and children. The first words after that were, "You're too late. They're here and gone again." He proceeded to show us video segments he had taken that night from previous nights. We asked him to show us his observation point, which was the second floor balcony off the master bedroom facing south. All of us went up the stairway and out the balcony. Steve had reported that he had been seeing the lights between 9 and 10 p.m. That night, we went up to the balcony at 9:30. Steve and his neighbors pointed to the southwest in the direction of the Estrada Mountains on the reservation where they had most of their sightings. Shortly before 10 p.m., one of these brilliant lights just turned on. Within a minute, we saw six globes or orbs of yellow-orange lights disappearing near and in front of the Estradas. They were extremely bright and formed a straight line and a slight slant. The light on the left of the formation was divided into two parts, or orbs. I personally observed these lights through a Celestron 500mm spotting scope. My video cam battery failed, but Tom King managed to tape over 4 minutes as we watched these orbs gradually extinguish one by one in reverse sequence, which was from right to left. Little did we know at that time that a primary object was sighted earlier that evening from various cities in the state, that according to the time sequence of sightings, moved from the north to south down the state. Now, I know that's a bit long-winded, but the main point is people were seeing these lights before the big March 13th incident.
That's interesting.
Which you might say was, well, routine night training, but I don't know, it just feels a bit weird. Especially because it wasn't going Tucson to Vegas to Tucson, like the routine train they said, yeah. But it was following the mountains. Mm-hmm. Of course, you do have to consider that this is MUFON, and they might have a bit of a bias towards UFOs. There's also the fact that I can't find the footage that they mentioned.
This seems bunk.
Possibly.
That part, yes, but the not rest the whole thing, of it,
but,
yeah.
But that part seems bunk.
Yeah, that part seems a little sketchy, but I will say the rest of it, I mean, seems pretty legitimate considering thousands of people contacting the military, your government, your state representatives.
And them all saying one thing and then immediately turning tail and be like, no, we believe the opposite.
Yeah, like that seems pretty sus. Like, there's a lot of things about that just don't feel right, so.
And if it was as routine as they're saying, why couldn't the guy everyone was calling the base just be like, oh yeah, night training?
Yeah, why did they just kind of like humor them? There's a lot of this that feels just ick.
Aliens.
I'm ick by this.
Yeah. Now I do have more, but I want to go ahead and go into the explanations posited for the Phoenix Lights.
Okay.
Explanation number one, it really was just military flares.
Bullshit.
There's a possibility that could be true, but they lasted so fucking long.
And it didn't go the direction that they said it went. Like, their flare shooting, it didn't... They said, oh, it went from this to this, when it went the fucking opposite direction.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Come on, no one's fucking that stupid.
I can see that one being true, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Now, explanation number two was, it's just planes. This theory is put out by one James McGaha.
We're sorry, James.
Sorry, James.
Email the podcast. Send me a voice clip with your correct name pronunciation.
Give us phonetics, James.
We need phonetics.
He is an astronomer and retired Air Force pilot from Tucson, and he said, quote, it was clearly aircraft in formation, flying at two different times, then dropping flares, and scared to any rational person, that's what it was, end quote.
That is, like, the most specific thing that it could be.
And also, I don't want to... I know I said I want to respect the witnesses and everything, but he is former Air Force, so he could be a cover man. I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't put that out there.
And again, he is like, oh, it's this. When the military already released a statement that literally just talked off both sides of their mouth, and he's like, yeah, obviously. Like, I don't feel like he's trustworthy either. Like you said, it could be those things, but it doesn't sound like it's those things. Very doubtful. Yeah, because, it just seems very shady. Like, there's something about it. Like, they're covering something up.
Now, another man named Mitch Stanley was using a high-powered telescope and claimed that lights were just the wing lights of planes in formation. But, like I said, Phoenix has an airport. People should be used to seeing planes in the night sky. And that doesn't explain the blotting out the stars part.
Yeah. And holes.
And again, the idea of being in formation, again, the military story should have been able to back that up, but it was just a convoluted, confusing mess.
And more concretely, they didn't show up on radar.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I caught that.
Yeah, the airport tower was like, yeah, this thing's not on our radar when the pilot called in to talk about it.
Kurt Russell called in to talk about it?
Yeah. Now, explanation number three. Hoax? An anonymous man called into a local TV station and claimed that he fabricated the incident by tying road flares to helium balloons and launching them at 1 minute intervals.
Of the things you have told me, that is the one I believe the most.
But here's the thing, isn't helium incredibly flammable?
Yes.
Wouldn't that burn?
Well, is it flammable? I know if it hits electric lines, it'll like explode. But if you just like light it on fire, will it? Does it do the same thing?
The Hindenburg had helium in it.
And it fucking
that's fair.
Blew up.
You got me there.
Got you dead.
No,
right.
So I agree with you there. Like, it that is flammable. Like, I feel like that is a very stupid person thing to do.
And it could have been carried by the wind, and maybe that's why it didn't make noise. But this doesn't explain the second set of lights. That unless he, like, set them off, immediately just hauled ass to the other side of Phoenix and then set off more.
Helium is not flammable.
It's
that's
not?
Why they put it in balloons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. This just feels too coordinated and like too coordinated for it to just be a prankster.
Well, and
I still don't. Of the ones you have said, that is the one I buy the most, but I still think it's real.
Oh, no, but like, listen real quick. So I remember, you know, because we're like, I was an idiot and I was a child. I remember at, like, my primary school, we, like, let go of a bunch of balloons in the yard. And not a single one stayed together. They all ended up kind of separating and, like, doing their own thing as they went up. So the likelihood of these balloons with, like, flares attached to them being able to go so high and stay in a V formation for hours? That's doubtful. Doubt it.
And then there's still the second set of lights, unless he literally just hauled ass to light off.
But, like, why would you do that? Like, if you already set them off once, why would you go and set off more?
Be a dick.
But, like, even then, like,
why does the prankers just do things?
But I wouldn't even think that far ahead. I'd be like, all right, did one? Good enough. That's it.
Well,
and then I'll call it in first to start a ring of calls.
He was thinking harder than you.
Well, galaxy brain.
Yeah.
I doubt that one.
I don't think it's real, but of the ones you said, it's the most realistic.
This is backed up by a witness named Mr. Mallow, who claimed to have seen the hoaxer launching the balloons.
All right, Mr. Mallow.
Is his first name Marsh?
I said Mr. I don't know his first name.
Marshmallow.
Oh!
What? How the fuck did not fuck put that together?
I didn't.
I'm busy with aliens.
I've had 4 beers.
Tell me about
drink responsibly, kids.
Tell me about Marshmallow.
That's it. He just claimed he saw the balloon.
Oh, and, okay. and again, like, that could easily be somebody who is friends with the individual. And like,
or it could just be him.
But like, listen, but who's
that's galaxy brain? Be my own witness.
But who is to say? Like, yeah, that's true. But who is to say he didn't send balloons up in the air? But again, balloons burst not so far up in the sky. Like, I mean, this is part of the reason why you're not supposed to, like, release balloons into the air. Mm-hmm. Like, they will burst. So the likelihood of them sticking around 4 hours, flying in formation, and then just vanishing, no. And I don't believe that.
On top of that, that doesn't explain blowing out the stars.
No.
The triangle form.
How big were these balloons?
Oh my God.
They were hot air balloons.
And on top of that, if it really wasn't aliens, then can we talk about the ludicrous amount of bright objects that would have to be in the sky? Because we have this guy landing balloons. We have two sets of planes going out as well. And the planes that the astronomers saw.
So how would the planes that went out not be like, oh, it's fucking balloons?
Yeah. Or just, why would the military, if this was true and it really was just flares on a balloon, then why did the military make a cover story for it? And also,
who knows?
I don't know. It feels, because it's anonymous, that it's like the world's weakest cover-up of like, hey, John, call into this TV show and just make up some lie that it was flares.
Make sure you use the Mr. Mallow excuse.
Mr. Mallow.
Mr. Mallow.
Mallow.
Now,
Marshmallow.
This explanation is the one I find most intriguing to me. If it's not aliens, then this is what I think it is. Experimental aircraft.
That's what I think the whole time. Been thinking the whole time.
And see, here's the difference between a routine military thing that we say went from here to here to us literally trying to cover our ass to hide experimental aircraft. So yeah, their story's gonna sound like bullshit because it is bullshit.
Now, this theory was put forth by the June 27th, 1997 issue of the Orlando Sentinel, as well as an issue of Popular Mechanics magazine.
Huh.
Now, the Orlando Sentinel believed it to have been a B-2 stealth bomber, but the TR-3A Black Manta is also a suspect. It is worth noting the B-2 bomber, known as the stealth bomber, has a 172 feet wingspan, is 78 feet long, I believe, 11 inches in length? Oh, no, sorry. It is... I've read those as two separate numbers. What I meant is it was 680 feet and 11 inches long.
Oh.
1 inch away from the funny number.
Oh, okay.
They had to.
They couldn't do it.
Now, the cruising speed for a B-2 bomber is 559.3 miles per hour. Why, the Paranormal Zone website estimated the lights to be moving at 400 miles per hour. But not exactly experts, so maybe it could be the same thing.
Right.
This is backed up by the fact that the lights were seen last near Tucson, close to Davis and Monthane Air Force Base. Similar to a route to bomber training. Now, the area also has a number of sites dedicated solely to experimental military tech. The White Sands Missile Range, Utah Launch Complex, northwest of Paladin, is meant to launch experimental craft, most notably the X-33 shuttle. And like I said, it's northeast of Paladin, which means it lines up where the lights were first seen.
Oh!
There's more, but my notes aren't loading.
Terrible.
There's also an Air Force base right now that houses a squadron just meant for test flights. That's the last explanation. Logical explanation. What do you all think so far?
I mean, the whole time I've been thinking it's got to be an experimental aircraft.
Yeah. Oh, and the shape is kind of similar to a stealth bomber.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, like, we have, because it's like, huge. And we have, like, the Stratofortress, a huge mobile operations center that we can put in the sky. And so, them to be like, let's make a stealth one, I mean, that's just a logical sense.
And I agree with that. But at the same time, I don't know. A lot of the explanations that we've heard so far have been, like, really shoddy and confusing.
Why over Phoenix?
Well, they might have been, because that wasn't the planes out. So my thing is, they were like, let's send it into a populated area to see how easily people can see it.
Evidently, Barry.
Barry. And then, though, the plane's going past, they're probably like, let's see if other planes can take pictures of it while it's moving.
Okay. But it's worth noting that when the trucker saw it chasing a light, it was only the one light
right.
by itself.
Right.
Any other thoughts on this before we continue?
Mostly that it's kind of just confusing, I guess. Like, I just feel like we're hearing a bunch of different, like, explanations, and none of them feel super satisfying. Like, they, I feel like they don't.
You want
the
fucking alien, don't you?
No, I mean more so in the, fuck you. I mean more so in the sense that, like, it doesn't fill in all the gaps, I feel like, in this story. Like, they're just kind of like, here, population, public, yeah, eat this. I mean, and pretend.
I mean, it's definitely whether it was other aliens or experimental craft, because it had to be one of those two.
Yeah,
they're gonna cover up either one.
Yeah. So that's what I feel like makes it difficult to try and understand, because like you said, it could be either one.
Yeah.
Now, we went over the logical explanation.
Oh Jesus! What's the illogical?
Let's get to the fun shit.
Aliens.
Loch Ness Monster.
Because you see, I said this was a single instance of alien science. However, similar crafts have been seen all over the world. They're referred to as the Black Triangles, for obvious reasons. And the most predominant signs of them have been in Belgium between 1989 and 1992. 2000s in southern Illinois, and between 2004 and 2006 in Tinley Park, also Illinois. So I did some research into these. The Belgian UFO wave is the most interesting, so we're gonna start with that.
Okay.
November 29th, 1989, a UFO was seen by 30 different groups, including 3 separate groups of police officers. According to the Wikipedia entry on Black Triangles, quote, this giant craft made not a sound as it slowly, fearlessly moved across the landscape of Belgium. There was free sharing of information as the Belgian populace tracked this craft as it moved from the town of Liege to the border of the Netherlands in Germany. Heinrich Nicole and Herbert von Montigen saw the craft south of Brussels and were quoted saying, below one of the objects, I saw 3 powerful searchlights directed to the ground and 1 orange-red flickering light. It was also seen by Air Force meteorologist Valentino Francesco, who estimated the craft was about either 100 to 150 meters up. Later in November, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andre Amon and his wife saw the craft while driving to a village near Brussels at 6:45 p.m. He is quoted as saying, in the sky to the right, just above the trees, I saw a series of 3 or 4 panels of lights heading from north to south. My wife demanded that I drive on, as the object seemed to be aggressive. There was no noise at all. The engine was silent. As I drove off, the big white light disappeared and was placed by 3 white lights, which were less powerful. They formed a triangle, which is almost equilateral, and in the center of gravity was a larger red light. It seemed strange, but despite the moonlight, it was impossible to make out the shape of the object itself outside of this triangle of white lights. March 30th, 1990, at 11 p.m., an officer for the paramilitary police, Grenadier, named A. Rinkins, called into Glon's Control Reporting Center, and he described 3 lights of changing colors, red, green, and yellow, moving towards the town of Framambilis Gimbolix?
Try your best.
Said lights are part of a massive black triangle flying across the sky. CRC requested to send a patrol out to investigate, and said patrol called back exactly 28 minutes later to confirm Rinkin's report. 3 minutes later, 3 more lights joined them.
Huh.
The lights were picked up on radar by 2 separate stations, one of which belonged to NATO. 2 F-16 jets were sent out to pursue it. What followed was an hour-long high-speed chase. Neither jet managed to visibly see the object, but one did lock onto it with radar 3 separate times. Both pilots said that the objects seemed to be moving in ways airplanes simply cannot, such as suddenly dropping from 10,000 feet to only 500, also going at 46 Gs, which is 46 times the force of gravity, which would kill a human pilot.
Huh.
over the next few months, the triangle was seen over 1,000 times. Now, there are a few explanations for this. One is mass hysteria, because it's always mass hysteria.
Yeah, that's a common theme.
And the other is, well, what were the jets locking onto? And that was supposedly something called Bragg scattering. This is something put forth by Skeptic magazine, but I don't really get it. Is that they thought the jets were locking onto each other, which doesn't make sense to me. Especially because of the maneuvers and everything, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, why no photos? Witnesses said that all photos they took of the craft, for some reason, turned out blurry. Which one astrophysicist believed was part of, like, unstable molecules or something bending the light.
Hmm, that's interesting.
One photo was clear, but it turned out to be a hoax.
Of course.
Now, I did find an article from the Sunday Express, which said, quote, "And today, the Sunday Express can reveal a confidential letter in which former Belgium Defense Minister Leo De Croo admits that despite the most rigorous official investigation, no earthly explanation has been found," end quote. According to this article, this triangle has been seen by over 13,500 witnesses in total. And according to De Croo, he stated that there is an unsuccessful second attempt to catch the UFOs before the one that I told you about that was also completely pointless and never caught anything. We're moving on to Southern Illinois. January 5th, 2000, a black triangle craft was seen over multiple towns in Illinois. One particular witness was Melvin Knoll from Highland, Illinois. He thought it was a star until it started descending and getting closer. And he said, quote, "To me, it looked like a two-story house. It was the size of a football field. It was two different floors. It had big windows, three on the lower deck and three on the top deck. Way up on top, there was a penthouse with a dim light in it. Underneath, it had red lights in a diamond shape. If anyone had looked out of the windows, I could have seen it." Went on to report his encounter to the police, only for them to tell him a number of police officers have seen it and reported. Now, these officers were from LeBron, Silo, Mestad, and Depot. So that's four different towns of police officers all seeing this thing.
Jesus.
Now, the police contacted Scott Air Force Base for an explanation, who said that they had no knowledge of what was witnessed that night. And that's the end of that report.
Oh, then that's it?
Yep. Now my back hurts. I'm so old. Now, this next report is coming from Tenley Parks, also in Illinois, going from 2004 to 2006. A black triangle is witnessed in Tinsley Park in Oak Forest, Illinois. The first and largest sighting was August 21st, 2004, where it was seen by hundreds of people as three lights hovered over the park for 30 minutes, with reports differing on if the lights were red or white.
Hmm.
Witnesses did agree that it was completely silent, though.
That's interesting. Parallel.
You might be wondering, why were there so many witnesses at the park that night? And that's because this sighting just so happened to coincide with an event that caused a lot of people to gather there. An Ozzy Osbourne concert. I did not expect the running theme of this episode to be celebrity cameos.
This proves to me, with an Ozzy Osbourne concert, it's a work of Satan.
You'll see anything.
It has to be.
No.
Now, video evidence was shot by one TJ Japcon. It was featured in the History Channel show UFO Hunters, which I did not watch.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. You get it. Y'all bullied me for not watching it. Yeah. Shit, when I did something.
It's History Channel,
last
though.
Season.
Exactly. The History Channel is like wrong, like 80% of them.
Now, there were other sightings in Tenley Park, and what's really cool was the sightings were on Halloween of 2004.
Oh, that's work of Satan.
October 1st, 2005, and again in 2006 on Halloween.
That's interesting.
Two Halloween
sightings. That's really weird.
Which, like, I don't know, but seeing a UFO on Halloween sounds really fun.
It does sound actually really cool.
That's the last thing I have on the black triangles. And the last thing I have on the Phoenix Lights. So, discuss. What do you all think? Before we get down to the nitty-gritty conclusion.
I don't know. This one is a conundrum to me because, like, yeah, there's explanations, but the explanations don't make sense. Like, I feel like if they really had an explanation, it would be a little bit more detailed than what we got.
Oh, yeah, none of the things they gave us, except the experiment aircraft, made any sense.
But not the logical explanations work. Doesn't that mean it was aliens? Is that a yes?
Hmm? You know, fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. How about you, Jake?
What do
you
think? Do I believe it was aliens? No. No.
Well,
no.
But here's the thing. Like, it depends upon, like, what you would consider, like, alien.
Is it a person not foreign to Earth?
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Like, is it extraterrestrial? I don't know. Is it something we've never seen before? Probably.
Let me rephrase it. Do you think it was something paranormal?
No, I think it was just experimental aircraft.
Okay.
Does that line? Have you ever looked at, like, the history of planes? There's some weird shit.
But on the flip side, does that line up with the video you saw?
There could be lights on the plane, yeah.
Why would they put lights on their stealth bomber?
What? So, I don't know, man.
Make it make sense, JP. If you want to sit here and say that it's not aliens, tell us why you think it's not aliens.
Why always bully me whenever I tell you it's not real? What the fuck? It's just like the lizard man.
Because you said it was a bear.
I started that with a bear, and I ended it with, it wasn't real. No, I just... now you're going to make me explain why it was not fucking it, because somehow it being aliens makes more sense than just being, oh, it's an aircraft.
That sounds like a yes to me, Chief.
Yeah, literally.
You just said aliens make more sense.
Oh, fuck you guys. Take my sarcasm against me.
Oh, okay. That was sarcasm? Okay. Yeah,
then the floor is yours, it.
Governor Fife.
What? You want me to explain the more reasonable reason?
Yes.
Like, why do they put lights on the stealth bomb?
Why would they put? I don't know why the government does.
Why was it so big that it blocked out stars?
I mean, we have planes that are fucking massive.
And I don't doubt that, but my real question would be, like, how does that make sense to you?
What? Yeah. That a plane could block out the stars?
No. That this is not aliens. How does it make sense to you?
Because we made the plane!
No, okay, I mean, but, like, how do you know what the plane is?
I don't. It's an experimental aircraft.
I don't know. It just
most people didn't know what the stealth bomber was for like 30 years.
Okay, then how do you explain the other black triangles being seen?
Those could be some other fucking paranormal aircraft. I don't know.
But and then the military itself in multiple locations not know what it is and then follow it up a couple days later with a bullshit story?
Yeah, because they're not going to be like, yeah, this is our experimental aircraft we're making. Don't fucking talk about it.
Well,
but then why didn't they just say, oh, it's tests? The minute people called, why was it a couple days hiatus before
they don't want people to know they're testing aircraft?
But here's the thing, though.
But they let them know a few days later?
I feel like the first time you get chased by Belgian jets, you're like, okay, maybe we should do this somewhere else. But they did it 1,000 more times, including times, I think it was seen like during daylight. So, like, I don't know. That just doesn't line up. And then the maneuvers not line up either, like... people physically can't do that.
Look,
and this is on camera.
We also know that the military is usually 20 to 30 years ahead of whatever's going on in the normal world.
And I agree with that, but at the same time, this is just very oddly suspicious and poorly planned on the military's part, if this was a military thing.
Yeah,
it was just oddly disappointing. I mean, they did a lot better with multitude of other things they covered up.
You know what? It's the balloons.
The balloons. You know, it's the balloons.
Oh no, that just, I'm not trying to like be mean and bully you into this.
I'm bullying you into it.
Somehow aliens makes more sense.
It does. But like, and again, it doesn't necessarily mean like aliens from another planet. It can mean like just
what
like
the
alien
fuck does that mean?
Technology. So like stuff we're unfamiliar with and that most people.
Or it could be an experimental aircraft?
An experimental aircraft, maybe. But how many years has it been since this thing has been seen?
It was in 1997, so about like 20 years.
24 years, because I was born in 98 and I'm 23. So.
Almost 25 years.
It's been.
I was born in 97.
Okay, so almost 25 years.
Quick maths.
And they still don't have a proper explanation for it.
I'm not going to tell people how our fucking superplane works.
I mean, but they already declassified the B-2 stealth bomber. So why would they keep hiding it?
I don't know.
Why would they hide this unless their cover story was bullshit?
Also, But the reason they, as far as I understand, they revealed the B-2 bomber, could be had something better.
Yeah, so, like, if this really was just a B-2 bomber, why didn't it come out and just say it was a B-2 bomber? It doesn't matter anymore.
Because I don't think it was a B-2 bomber.
Then what was it?
Experiment aircraft!
But at the time, it would... That was the experimental aircraft, was the B-2 bomber.
Yes.
So,
and why that would do be it over now. Multitude of different, like, nations, especially ones we're friendly with, and... Again, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Especially at the different,
aliens
like...
aliens do.
Especially... And again, aliens covers, like, basically all bases. Because it's just basically something that you don't know. What? So, that's why I'm like,
it,
yes.
Why does it not make sense with aliens?
What? I don't understand how it makes more sense with aliens and less sense with... We made an aircraft that we don't want people to know about.
Just because it seems like the worst... 24
years later!
Like, the worst place to test it.
It is!
With,
they're smarter than this!
They're smarter to test it in a place where people will see it.
I feel like they would just set up their own guys to look at it.
And so they set up an experiment for people to see it, but they don't come up with a cover story ahead of time for people to, like, you know, tell others what's going on so they don't freak out and assume aliens.
I feel like you're giving our military more credit of thinking ahead than they deserve.
But
you know how many times America has gone into some kind of conflict, which ruins NATO's ability to go into that conflict, because we do it all the time.
I don't know. It feels weird to test experimental aircraft over populated areas in another country over 1,000 times, especially when you know it's being seen, because radar's picking it up, the jets are chasing it.
We sent our own plane. What plane was it? Was it the Blackbird? I don't think it was a Blackbird. We sent one of our spy planes into Russia where people could see it, and it got shot down.
Yeah, but then we didn't try that, like, 999 more times.
And,
which
again,
is what we did here.
Harmon's point of this UFO going from 10,000 feet up high to 500 in, like, seconds.
And I look at my plane pegs.
Because if it can do that, then I'll just argue this shit's paranormal anyway. It's just science that we don't understand. But then that's me changing the parameters of the debate.
My plane facts.
What I will say, though, is it hovered over the Ozzy Osbourne concert for 30 minutes.
It also could be an Osprey, because Ospreys were fairly new at the time.
Maybe, but then, like, I don't think that could outrun two jets, though.
Ospreys could go fast as fuck.
Is it faster than F-16s?
I have no idea. I just know the fast.
That's fuck, boy.
I don't have the exact parameters of plane engines, okay?
So you can't say a definite no, then.
What?
You can't say,
yes,
no, this isn't real.
This isn't real.
No, you can't.
I just said it.
Harmon, what do you think?
I 100% think the Phoenix Lights. Well, not 100%. I would say...
98%.
I would say 80%.
Okay.
Is either aliens or it is experimental craft that is light years ahead of what we actually have. Because it's...
And the likelihood of that being factual is... pretty slim.
Or at that point, it's already so out of our range.
It might as well be in a UFO.
Yeah, and
alien.
The fact that it was seen all over the world,
alien. Two things.
By different places, like seen in Belgium, was chased by the aircraft. It just, I don't know. It doesn't make sense for this to be a test flight, because I feel like they would do it somewhere a bit more isolated.
And they would do it in a smarter way. I mean, the CIA was putting their own people without consent, doing unethical experiments against them. And they had, like, a basis cover story.
The military and the CIA are two different types of intelligence.
The military has so much power, you would expect them to know how to fucking handle it.
I wouldn't.
Here's the thing, though. It's such a terrible idea to do it over Phoenix, because now we have video that's on... national, international news. So even if it was experimental aircraft, Russia just saw that. China, whoever was the bad guy at the time, we didn't like. Is the Soviet Union gone by this point?
I have no idea.
I think so.
My history is not fantastic.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
I was gone.
Other countries were just like, okay, that's what that looks like. Cool. I don't know. It just feels like such a massive...
fuck
information
up.
Leak.
Literally, it just sounds like a massive fuck up.
It could also be a distraction for something else. That was going on at the time.
And what else was going on at the time, JP?
them actually testing something.
They're moving the Hodag out of Wisconsin.
God damn it.
And they had to cover it up somehow. So
I mean, our government does stuff like all the time. You guys remember Ebola? Ebola lasted just long enough for something weird to happen. We don't know what it was, but it came and then it went, and we never heard about it again.
So their idea was to expose their own experimental craft to cover up the more experimental craft?
No, I'm saying whatever the first thing was wasn't real.
What?
It's not fucking aliens. That's all I'm saying, okay? Also, aliens have to be something that is not of this earth.
They could be another dimension. Or lizard
people.
Don't
bring up our fucking landlord. Okay.
That joke's not going to make any sense to the audience. But, so, just from results, we got a...
No. Not aliens, I should say.
Okay.
This definitely happened. It's not aliens.
So, you say not aliens. I say, like, 60...
When you say aliens, do you mean not of this world?
I will say I mean not of this world.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think it's aliens too. So.
But no. Let me explain my aliens perspective. Like on a 100% scale, I'm like 60% aliens, 40% experimental aircraft. But I say that because it doesn't make sense for experimental aircraft. So that's why I'm leaning heavier to aliens.
I just had to stretch my legs. I was dying.
I get it. I've been moving them this whole time.
Same.
We need like an actual table, actual chair.
We need an actual studio at some point.
Literally, because this.
Should we start a Patreon? Would you guys donate? Because we need chairs.
More. And a taller table.
And a taller table, not a coffee table.
But yeah, that's two yeses, a no, and you know what? I disagree, Jake, but I respect your opinion.
I don't fucking record this. Fuck
you and you're not extraterrestrial aliens. Whatever the fuck you're
talking
about.
I thought you were going to, like, come at me for not deer, and I was going to throw something at you.
I was not. No, we don't talk about not deer.
I talk about not deer.
Black shuck, though.
Black shuck.
Black shuck.
Black shuck.
Black shuck.
Fake as fuck.
Yes. At least we can agree on that.
But, yeah, that's our first UFO case under our belt. What do you guys think?
It was good. JP obviously doesn't think so.
I just don't really believe aliens are going to visit us, but that's just me.
Do you think it's at least fascinating?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, hopefully this is going to make way for more UFOs, but I'm going to have to space them out. I'm going to have to space them out.
Every episode from now on is UFOs.
Okay.
Use two.
No.
Okay.
We're going to edit this out. What was I saying? All right. So yeah, we want to cover more UFOs in the future, but that's something for future Harmon to worry about. There will be UFOs in the season finale. That's going to be a big one.
Wait.
There's going to be a lot of UFOs.
In the season finale? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The season finale is going to have a lot of UFOs, too. But that's a story for another day. For now, though, thank you all for joining us. If you like this episode, please like and subscribe. If you're on Apple or Spotify or Anchor, we're available there. And please leave a 5-star review. That will really help us on our way to becoming the cryptic kings of the world.
I think you meant 5-Hodag review.
And follow us on Twitter.
And follow us on Twitter at the Cryptic Code.
We post a lot of photos that we tend to discuss during the podcast on Twitter. So.
Yeah. And I think that will wrap us up. So. Stay safe out there. Have a good night, everybody, and stay spooky out there.
Goodbye!